Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Put your hands right back!
Shoot at us.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. Another police shooting crisis for the city of Chicago. Protests this weekend quietly registered outrage over the shooting death of 18-year-old Paul O'Neill, who was black, fatally shot in the back. Week-old video of the aftermath of the shooting was released on Friday. There was an alleged stolen car in the incident. The video shows officers running through a backyard and handcuffing O'Neill as he lay on the ground, soaked in blood. The footage captured one of the officers saying,
"They shot at us too, right?"
It was later revealed that O'Neill was unarmed. For a community on edge, this is a test for everyone, from newly installed Chicago Police Department Superintendent Eddie Johnson on down. And is there much trust to build on here? Lori Lightfoot is a partner at the law firm Mayor Brown and president of the Chicago Police Board, an independent civilian oversight group. Lori, welcome back to The Takeaway.
It's my pleasure, John.
So what is the chief concern right now for the community of Chicago? And I guess the question of justice for Paul O'Neill is moot at this point.
Well, I don't think the question is moot, but I think the shooting of Mr. O'Neill underscores a lot of, challenges that remain in Chicago. First and foremost, the continued strained relationships between the community and the police, what's going on in the police department regarding accountability, and the larger question of how do we move forward as a community and heal the rift so that people feel like they're safe in their neighborhoods and that the police department is viewed with legitimacy. Now, I think the superintendent of police took some, I think, important steps immediately in the aftermath of the shooting. He and his team huddled together, reviewed the videotape, and then immediately stripped two officers of their law enforcement privileges and then a third a few days thereafter. The videotapes were released within 8 days of the shooting, which is record time here in Chicago and really is consistent with the recommendation of the Police Accountability Task Force, which I chaired, to get these videos, audios, and police reports out as quickly as possible.
What's the test of the new leadership at the Chicago Police Department?
Well, I think they're tested every single day, and the work of healing the rift between the police and the community is something that is going to be slow but has to be steady and committed work. The tension that we see now wasn't over one incident or even a series of incidents, but really was built up over decades. And I think that they also have to demonstrate, and it's walking a bit of a fine line, is not only that they're willing to engage the community, which is absolutely critical, but that they're willing to demonstrate that when an officer does the wrong thing, they're going to step up and they're going to own that and take responsibility for it. But by all the same token, they have got to get officers better training, better support, so that when they have to make those snap judgments, they're doing it with a base of knowledge, a base of experience that's going to lead them to the right conclusion.
I guess I don't understand what would have caused the officers here to have done something that clearly, you know, crossed a line that right now in this community is such a divisive and source of instability.
Well, you know, officers in incidents have to make snap judgments. And the only way they're going to make good decisions when they make those snap judgments is if they have the proper training and skills and, frankly, supervision. But fundamentally, officers are going to be in those situations every single day. And the only way they're going to make good decisions is if they've gotten excellent training, that training is refreshed, and they've gotten good supervision to really work through this could happen. And if this happens, what's your response? And if it's not the right response, to lead them to a different place through better, more reinforced training.
Why would there ever be an appropriate shooting of someone in the back, though?
look, I'm not going to stand here in judgment of the shooting. And I think there's a number of investigations going on. And I think in fairness to those investigations, we have to let them play out. But it obviously looks terrible. It looks terrible that this person now out of the vehicle, running away, and then ends up getting shot in the back. But we need to know a lot more facts before we can cast any judgment on those circumstances. But here again, given that the department has so little goodwill that it can draw upon, it puts them many, many steps back.
How would you characterize the demonstrations that have taken place since this incident, thinking in terms of making a statement as opposed to spreading a kind of civic chaos in the city?
Well, I have to say I've been very proud of the protests that have followed this incident. We had one that was organized by a couple of teenage girls, and they simply did a sit-in at one of the major parks here in the city. I think those teenagers were involved in a march that happened yesterday. We had some intense moments in our city, particularly following the release of the Laquan McDonald video last November. But I have to say I'm very proud of the people here, because even though some of those instances have been very tense and at times they felt like they could potentially erupt into violence, that hasn't happened. We haven't seen in Chicago the scenes that we've seen across the country and other cities where things have completely devolved into chaos. There's been theft. There's been arson. There's been a lot of assaults on people. There's been robberies of stores. We have not seen that in Chicago. In all of this, regardless of the perspective that one brings to these very important but also complicated and difficult issues, all of us need to be working towards solutions. And I think the young kids that are leading these efforts, they get that. They actually get that and, frankly, can be and will be an example for the adults.
Lori Lightfoot, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Lori Lightfoot is a partner at the law firm Mayor Brown and president of the Chicago Police Board, an independent civilian oversight group.